Kum lernen der Blatt Gemorre, wo rabtet auf Chof Hei Yomer Aleph, wo sagt Erchim. Das heißt der Mishne. Mishne. Magdish Sodeyu Bishasa Yevol. If somebody is Magdish, is sanctified, consecrated his field. During the years when Yevol was observed, we'll see later in the Erchim when it wasn't. Noisin, you have to give. How do you redeem it? The trader says, "Bezerach chaimus oilim chamishim shekel kesef." You have to give $50 for the size of a field, for each size of a field that you can plant a chaimer, which is a saw, which is a kur of barley, 30 saw. 30 saw, we know a saw is the size of the Mishkan, 50 by 50. So 30 saw is 30 times 50 is 1,500, times 50 is 75,000. So 75,000 square amas is an area of that you plant this chaymer of barley, and you pay for each section of the field, that 75,000 square amas, you pay this amount, $50. And then you know, and you work your way down how many years there are left, remaining years, except if it's less than 2 years. Hoya sham. If they were in the koyim, holes in the ground, amukim asatvachim, that was the tentvachim, oislaimo, stones, givoyim asatvachim, tentvachim high, einonim don imo, they're no longer part of the ground, and therefore they are separated from the ground. And if you donated that as well, you have, when you want to redeem them, according to Rashi, you redeem them according to the value. They don't go according to the cheshbon of 50, you know, 50 shekel, only a value. Other Rishonim hold that they also go in the, according to the cheshbon, but they are separated, which means you can redeem separately those bits from the ground. Pachas mekabel is less than tefachim nimdod in imo, then it becomes bottled to the ground. It's part of the it's land and it's included. If you magnish it to 2 or 3 years before yevul. Then Nisin Sello Puni in Lashana. So what happens is the remaining, you look at the calculate the remaining years. If let's say there's only 3 years left to Yevul, so in the Cheshbon of 50, so every year it's a Sella and a Pundian. And even though there are 48 Pundians, right? There are 48 Pundians because there's 48 Pundians in not 49, but the Chacham added one more Pundian when you make that exchange. So this will become 49. And the seller and the punyan. Vimamari says, Hareini noise dover shonam shonam. I'll pay every year. Whatever, let's say it's 5 years left. I owe 5 saloyim and 5 punyans to Bezin. So every year, at the beginning of the year, I will give them another seller and a punyan. Till you're able. Ain't shame. You have to give it all in one bulk. El noise is cool. You've got to give the whole thing you want in lump sum. Echad bailim the echad kaladim. Makes no difference who redeems it. This is the same calculation. So ma bein bailim the kaladim. So what is the difference if the original owner is the one who redeems it or a stranger? Shabailim the chaimish. Kaladim the chaimish. The bailim has to give on top of that to give another fifth, which we know is really another quarter. A quarter of the amount, which becomes a fifth of the total. Says the Gemara, Tana, we learned. When we talk about the kur where you plant in 30 saw, we're talking about seeds and not the yield. Because seeds obviously is more than the yield. If you look at the yield, then really, how many seeds do you need to produce a kur of yield? Let's say a quarter of that or a third of that. We're talking about the seed itself. But by mapelis, yeah, seeds that you planted by throwing in your hand, not by, they used to tie bags to cows and then they and puncture and perforate the bags. And then it would drop the seeds. That's a much more concentrated, because cows walk slow, and a lot more seeds come down. So we say, we're talking about the way you do by hand. In that second, in that distance, Tony Levi, loy ma'aver, not too concentrated, loy medic, and not too sparse, elabani, and average. How you from the claim, I'm Wouldn't much much different, yeah. So you can have a person.
He's got a big hand, he puts more into his hand than the little hand. Yeah, but think about planting a field, it's a few seeds more,
That's right.
It's not like the difference between a man and
a cow. But it's interesting, more deep. But the catcher bump in of Shayu, so the chode, so let them make them consecrated separately. These holes. So you consecrate them separately and you redeem them separately. So what's the difference? You can tell me, no, the vart is that since, let's say, you don't have a base kur of these holes or these little, you know, hills, therefore, they don't become kosher at all. But time you learn, there's no minimum how much, even if I can be makdish to the hegdish less than a base kur. There's no minimum. What size? Why do you use the word sadel? It says that a chemer sadel mechamish shagetsim. English, it is green as that. But I thought you could imagine only at that quantity or that amount. Minayin that abes losach, which is 15 sa, half of 30, or chati losach, half of 15 sa, or a sa, or a targiv, or chati targiv. You know, six kavim in a sa, two kavim, a third, or half of them that, which is one. Tamalim is sadel mechamakim, any size. So I'm in my rukva. So what you're trying to say is a mukva says. We're talking about these holes that are full of water, and you cannot be zodei them at all because you cannot plant in them. Therefore, they're not part of the rest of the field. They cannot prove to your turn. It says, "Do me the slime has to be similar to rocks, and just like rocks, you cannot plant on top of a boulder." So shamaminos, and the problem is, you cannot plant them at all. So why dafke 10 tvachim? If it's 5 tvachim, what happens then? Same problem. You cannot plant it. The Gemara says, "Hanu nigani the adam mikre or shidre the adam mikre." If they are little hills, or they are little, let's say 5 tvachim high or 5 tvachim deep, we'll call them the spine of the ground. We'll call them the part of the ground. It's all bottled to the ground, so therefore it would become kaidish with it, and you could redeem it together because it's just considered a part of the ground. An elevated ground, that's what we call it, elevated land. Or depression in the land.
This measurement is for all land, despite the fact that you might not plant it.
Yeah, but we also had this in Mabasa when it comes to selling a field, whether these are included. It's a similar thing there.
Yeah.
In fact, all of a sudden, yeah.
It's like if you have an orchard or
an olive grove, so you still have to do these measurements.
That's right.
And the field's got to be flat.
It's going to be flat up to 10 tvachim. 10 tvachim would be about a meter high. I don't want to be learned. It says in Pasuk, the nigra me'erkecha, that you should reduce from your erech, you know, as the years, you know, depending on how many outstanding years are until Yovel, af mina hegdish, that. It makes no difference if it was in your hand and you donated to Hegdish 5 years before, or whether it was in Hegdish you donated straight away, but you didn't redeem from Hegdish till 5 years before. Either way, you calculate how many years are left. You have left to pay. Hegdish had it for 1 or 2 years. Inami loyachel didn't have it. Shahizel funam, or the owner had it and donated to literally a couple years before. Yovel noisa sell a puny l'shana. You still give the same calculation of selling a puny for a year. Vimamareni noisa will give it year by year. You cannot pay by the year installments. Tamalaymes and positive chishav loyach koines akesiv. We should calculate the amount of money. Achi hekesiv kulik echad in one lump sum. Echad bailim echad kol golem. It doesn't matter who it is. Ma bein. So what's the difference? The Baim have to pay an additional amount of money over everybody else. Says the Mishnah, what about Higdisha? Okay, you will makdish your field. V'gola. If you will makdish your field and then you redeemed it, if I'm the original owner and I consecrated it and I then redeemed it back, it stays with me. We learn, the Torah says, if you're makdish a field to Hegdish, comes Yevul, if nobody took it, nobody redeemed it, or if a stranger redeemed it, it goes back to Yevul and then you distribute it to the Kainim.
You're saying any Yetzim Yod of Yevul, talking about the next Yevul that comes along?
Yeah, but the original owner took it back.
No.
Ten years before Yevul, he donated it. He redeemed it 5 years before Yevul. Comes Yevul, he doesn't lose it. Only other people, if other people have redeemed it, comes Yevul, they forfeit the field, it goes back to Yevul, and he goes distributes.
So he never gave it to Yevul.
Exactly. Only the original owner. Benoy, what about his son? Then Yitzalavi Yevul goes back to the father on Yevul. Gol Acha, stranger, or Echad Mahakrevim, the Gol Meyod. If a stranger, let's say, redeemed it, and then he went to them and redeemed it from them, so not from the original Hegdish. Yankel donated it. Shimon went ahead and redeemed it, and then comes the Yankel and buys it off Shimon. Then Yitzalakayin Yevul. Then it goes back to Kainim and Yovel, because his right that he bought is no stronger than the rights of the person that he bought it from. If it would have remained in Shimon's hand, come Yovel, what would happen to that field? We'll go back to the Hagish, which was distributed to the Kainim, that local Mishmer. So the same thing, he's no better.
So as when you're redeeming from Hagish, you've got no traditional link to it, then basically you're doing is just renting this land.
No, 100, every time you sell a field, you're just renting it. It's like in Canberra. You can't buy land. It's only a lease. 99-year leases. Hawaii, 99-year leases. That's right. So the Gemara, Echad min ha-koinim, what happened? God, let's say a coin redeemed it, but it comes, the evil still by him. So the coin make a cheshbon. What's the point of me giving back to the Hegish? What happens? It goes to coin him. I already have it. No. So the yemen hoyvi yitzel coin be able to tachas yodi. I already have it. Initially, it's let it remain with me. Elo yitzel tachas yodi has to give it back to the pool. Or mischalek is a chol echav coin him, and he gets distributed to all his brothers coin him. But you know what it means, all his brothers coin him. Only that mishmer. Big machlek is Rishonim, which mishmer we're talking about? The one who Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur? We had a Gemara before that Rosh Hashanah of Yovel is Yom Kippur. Remember we had the Gemara expression that Rishonim. So the big machlek is Rishonim, Rambam and others. Which mishmer kainim? No, only Nechnasim.
In other words, if Rosh Hashanah and Kippur is on Shabbos, then you're going to know which mishmer is going to be the other mishmer coming.
The Shabbos is the Shabbos. Yeah, but it's the last. Shabbos is always the last mishmer. Going out. So can you imagine? I mean, it's so not fair. One mishmer becomes the wealthiest group of kainim because they'll get all these country everything back. I don't know if I was a kainim, I don't know how I tolerate it. That's right, man. Yes, you mean it, yeah, but it's not up to you. It was like you drew a lottery. Whoever got except the second base meters we had, but the second base meters was no yevil, so it's only the first base meter. Hayarib was the number one mishmer, but Lav Dafka number one gets it. Could be the Yom Kippur, which is number. And also, it's number one. It keeps on circling. It's only 48 and 52. Yeah. So, wow. Says the Gemara. Talking about we learned. Says the pasuk. Im lo he go. Can you imagine the envy and the greed of the old other kainim? I mean, just picture what happened over there.
What do you mean envy? They're
with a temper. Anje chesed with a temper. Talking about we learned. It said the pasuk. Im lo he go lesasod. If you don't redeem the field, buy them. Talking about the owner. The imachad esasod, or the field was sold to another person, gizbe the gabe, lish achad, another person, lachav le the ben, to another person, but not to his own son. If sold to his own son, he gets it back, and it doesn't go back to Hegdish, he gets it back on Yevum. Ato im la'acha, you're saying that only if it's sold to a stranger, he forfeit, that's it, he loses the field. Abbevelay le ben, but not if it's sold to his son. Maybe it means a stranger, not his brother. Who's closer to you, your brother or your son? Interesting question, think about it. When it says in the pasuk, ish, it says if the gabbai sold the field, ish ache to an ish, had it och amr. We're referring to your brother. So ish, we're going to decide, means your brother. And ho anim yikayim acher v'loy leben. And what does ache mean? But not your own son. So your brother excluded, your son is included. For some reason or another, we decided you deem your son closer to you than your brother. Ask the Gemara, Umara Isla Rabbis Aben Lahizach. So we know there's one exclusion and one inclusion. Why did you decide to exclude a brother and include a son? Mar Ben Isa Ben, I'm including the son, Shekin Kam, Tachs Aviv. You know what? My son's closer to his father? It's hard to understand the whole debate. Ask any person who they're closer with, even though your brother you're very close with. Your own son or your brother. But anyway, but that's, I guess, an emotional thing. Now we're talking about a legal thing. What makes sense?
With a brother, Yoshua, he doesn't Yoshua because he's your brother. Technically, has to go up to the father.
That's right, and via the father's connection.
So we don't. We'll see in a second. Shekain.
And the only way the brother will Yoshua is if there's no son. If there's a son, he gets it.
We'll see in a minute. Yeah.
But if the guy doesn't have his son.
Yeah, his connection is via the father.
Then it goes back to the father, and then because if you're two or three brothers, then they all share the schus of their father.
Okay, we'll see in a minute. Shekain. I would say a son is closer. Come tachazov leyida. If a person purchases maid and then he marries her with the money that he paid, or his son can marry. So the son stepped, but his brother, and eved ivri, and also who let's say a person had an eved ivri and he dies, who yashes the eved ivri? Only his son. But if there's no son, he goes free. Now he doesn't go to his brother. So you have two points there. No adirabe, mar ben is a brother can come tachazov leyibum. If a guy dies, who steps in and marries? Obviously, he can't have a son because there's no yibum. The brother says, "Digmo, that's not a taina. Klum yesh yibum melchizein ben. The only reason why there's yibum is because there is no son. Ha yesh ben ain't yibum. The tape of glen. And I bring it ayed. So we're asking my question. So why do you have to kill this whole people? Just say hocha tarti v'chachada. Say that even if you're right. There is yibum by a brother, but there's two benefits to a son, right? Yud and evidivity. There's only one benefit to a brother. So why do you say that? Mishum the Eved Ivri, Mahai Picha, Eved Ivri Gufa. How do you know the son Yashas Eved Ivri? Maybe the brother Yashas Eved Ivri. It's the same Cheshbon we say over there, that who's close, a son or a brother, son or a father. We say the son only has one advantage, Yud. I, the brother, Zibum. The only time he has Yibum, but there's no son. So the same word. So really, there's only one for the son, which is Yud. Good, clean question is, why about Yerusha? Why doesn't he want to bring here that the son Yashas is his father, not before a brother? Why doesn't he want to use that as a reference, as a point of reference? I don't know. So you want to write there's only one point going for the son, and there's nothing for the brother. A daughter, if she bought the property, what happens then? Does it remain in the family and the father gets it, Yevul, or is a daughter considered a stranger? Hear a shayla. What do you mean? On the one hand, since a brother will not marry this man, if there's a daughter, there's no difference of daughter or son. So the same cheshbon we say by a son is close to his father. So a daughter is the same thing. Potri mukme, is that what it is? A dilma kivan dilinachla bas b'mokke ben ki achdam. It comes to Yerusha, a daughter doesn't count. Like mukme, therefore she cannot hold the field for her father. It's very difficult. Gemara introduces here the idea of Yerusha, and yet we don't use Yerusha regarding a brother. Why not? Tashma kam neir, tell me Rabbi Shmuel, koshu acha mokam ben. Rabbi Shmuel, koshu hu acha ben mokam ben. That when that word, anyone who's considered an acha in the place of a son, v'hanami ben mokam ben ki acha damya. Here's a right from a braisa that a daughter is considered like an acha when the ben exists. Where? When it comes to Yerusha. What about Isha? If a woman, let's say, donates a field, mi mamid lo sada, who is the one? We know that we exclude everybody except one. Who is the closest to a woman? Her husband or her children? Again, we're not talking emotionally, we're talking about legally. Like, who has more rights in her? The husband or the children? Mi mamid lo sada, baal mukim la, it's the husband. Why is the husband? The hayarid la, because he yashes her. Or we say the son, and why? Because if there is a son, the son gets first. So, but if there's no son, the husband gets. He actually has a right to survive. But if there is a son, the son gets first. He's nachmer. We're talking about Yerusha, and you're telling me the husband is miles as the Yerusha, but he only yashes when there's no son. So how in the world can you think that a husband is closer than a son based on Yerusha, when the husband only yashes when there's no son? I don't know. That's right. But she brought into the thing.
But she brought property.
Yeah.
So now when she dies, it's her son that gets it? Or the husband?
Yeah. Technically the son. Look at Rashi. Rashi says over here, she came Yersha. Isha Hegdisha Sadeh Malug. Me Yivden Amiyat Heg. Who Yarsha? She'll take to the coin and be able. He ain't Yechayla Doisa. She can't redeem it. She ben Yersha. The who Yorit La Afila Yeshla Ben. Sorry, Sheben Yosha, the son, Sheken Yosha, the father, sorry, the husband gets first. The who Yodel, he Yashas, Afili Yeshla Ben, Bailo Yosha, the husband Yashas, Veloy Ben, Kasiva Yodish, Oysim, Malam Shabal Yosha, forget, I'm wrong. The husband Yashas the first, so he gets the rights. So what's the Milo son? The Milo son is that if there's no father and the son Yashas, he gets more than her. He will only Yashin Mamukzik, not Ro. But a son, or Damim, look at next Rashi, Ben Mukulod, the Hecha, the ain't Baal, there's no husband. Ubuno Yosha, and the son Yash is Noitil, the Chosim, Aruyu, Lipalacha Misa. Even those potential fields, like Kavamisa, Kibamukzil, Lalifna Misa, as if he already had it. Ava Baal, Hayosha, a husband Yash is a wife, and Noitil, Beroke, Mukzil, and Mimre, Pegash, Noitlin. So the husband is Milo that he Yashins, and the son Milo is the way he Yashins, if there's no husband. So the Gemara clearly uses Yerusha here as the reason to bring it closer. Why is that the son of the father? Yeah. Her family. Goes back to her family.
Not her son.
No, it goes back to her family. Her son is her family. Her son gets it first.
In preference to...
He passes to everybody else, but there's no son. That's he goes to her brother or father, whatever, yeah.
In preference to him, to relatives.
Your husband.
To male relatives of the husband.
Starting from the husband, yeah.
Male relatives of the father.
Yeah, father, yeah. Yeah. So we see we make a big deal out of Yerusha. I don't know, it reinforces our question. Why we don't use this Yerusha for Ben Legabi Ach? Take a good question. What happens? You makish less than 2 years. Before we said before that if you need a minimum of 2 years to be able to have that calculation of, you know, the selling the punya per year. If it's less than 2 years, can tell you shanim. There's no shanim. There's only a year and a half. And we said a year and a half. We're going to calculate. We're not going to say, oh, it's not a year until it's only a year left, because remember, said Reb Hezin can use chadashim when it benefits them. So what happens if he makdish less than 2 years? Mao, what happens if he does it go to Kainim come the year Yevil or not? And he didn't redeem it. What even ask the question? You think when you go to Merkel, you think that the only time the field goes out in Yevil to the Kainim is only if you go to Merkel, that if you were able to deduct the calculation. Only if you have enough years that you can calculate, you know, a sell and a punyan. And therefore, within 2 years, there's no sell and a punyan. Therefore, there's no calculation. Adrab, on the contrary, therefore, it doesn't go to Kainim on Yevil. Adrab, on the contrary, Imla Yigal Hasoda, it says Imla Yigal Hasoda, so you don't redeem it. Well, that's when it gets out. This also can be redeemed. This also basgula. Who cares if you have to pay the full amount or the discounted amount? The fact that it could be redeemed, and any field that could be redeemed, and it wasn't, if you didn't redeem it, what happens? Yevil, it's distributed amongst the kainim. That explains a bit more. The Koyin gets to keep his own inheritance, his own field inheritance. What's the pastor trying to tell you? Why should we listen to everybody else? A field that will go out and you're able to get the stream on Koyin and go out and let's say a couple of years before. What the Koyin purchases? Since eventually he's going to end up with the Koyin anyway. How the your reputation should be mine. It must be that this coin is from that first mishmar. Not from the first mishmar. How can you make the chesmen? It must be he's from the mishmar. But dinu b'shalachedim and zayich lasi the koshkein. If others I can yasha, shouldn't be yasha my own. Tamoy me'achuz osa achuz shloi ve'ainz esh lasat his. How ketsed? Yoytzim b'tachas yodai u'mitchalekes le'echav ha'koinim. Goes out of his hand and gets a spirit amongst his brethren, the koinim brethren.
So when we say about the koin, the ein lo'echelik v'nachlo, it's only talking about that initial Yerushalayim.
Yeah, ancestral land. There's no ancestral land.
A coin can be a landholder.
Yeah, why not? There's no ancestral.
But that land that he gives, that's
the enemy's nachalos.
That's true, but it's not ancestral from the tribe. You can't get it from the beginning of time.
No, but it's someone else's.
So it's his. It doesn't go back forever. Perpetuity.
And what happens if he sells it? Does that have the rules of Yevil?
Yeah, everything goes back. Yeah. It's called,
so in other words, it goes back in Yevil to the coin.
To him. Why to the Mishma? Every coin got a certain amount of field, whatever it is. He's now the Bala Bas. Now look at this Mishma. That's about three opinions there.
He steps in against the Yerush.
He remember them before. He was Shulchan Gavoy Kozach. He's standing in the Avish's place.
He becomes the Neuchal.
That's right. We had yesterday. He's standing in the Avish's place.
Koinim is Shulchan
Gavoy Kozach. They're standing in the place of the Avish. Mishnah. He gave Yevavel and Nigel, whatever came Yevavel, nobody redeemed it. That Koinim, Nichnasin, Latoicha, the Koinim, step in. However, the Mishnah says, we never thought about this. The Noisin of the Meh, you have to pay that full price of 50, you have to pay the 50 Saloyim per Shetach of 75,000 grams. Now, some feel the Koinim is not worth it. If it's, let's say, you know, rocky soil, they can only with it. It's not worth the 50 thing. So the Koinim will get it. Or you can borrow money and, you know, take out a mortgage. The noisin is the money, you give its money. Give it Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Shimon says, Nichnasim la noisin. It's there automatically. You don't have to redeem it anymore. Finished. Rabbi Lezer, I'm interesting. Loi nichnasim v'loi noisin. If a field was never redeemed, if the Hegdish kept on the field and nobody ever redeemed the field, it remains with Hegdish for the next Yevil. And then if nobody redeemed it again, it remains the next Yevil. It's only a field that was bought out by somebody, had to return it to Hegdish, so Hegdish already lost sort of its stranglehold over it. That's the field that gets distributed on its claim. A deserted field until the next Yevil Sheni. He gave Yevil Sheni, the Nigla, Nikras, the Tush, and it's reserved a second time, Ad Yevil Shlishi. The only time the Kainim have right to field is if somebody else bought it from Hegdish, so Hegdish loses his grip, and then had to be returned to Hegdish, comes Yevil. Then that field gets distributed amongst Kainim. But a field that was donated by original owner and nobody ever redeemed it remains with Hegdish forevermore until somebody comes along. Whatever they want with it, but whatever they want, they can borrow against it, whatever they want. It says the Gemara, my time reviewed it. What's the Rabbi logic? Gomma, we learn now. Why does he have to pay? It's a learn out, Kodesh, Kodesh, Memagdish, by learn out from somebody consecrates his house. It says by a person comes around, it says Kodesh, and by a field, it says also when you lose your evil, it's Kodesh. So we say, when it comes to a house, that you have to pay money in order to get it back, it, and the house does not go to Kainim at the end of 50 years. It's only a steachusa that goes to Kainim. So they compared the house. And just like a house, you have to pay money to get it, so too, when it comes to the achuza, it comes the evil, Kainim, they want it, they have to pay for it. But Abshimon, he learns that Kodesh, he has a Geshava, but uses different Kodesh. Mikivse Atzedes, from the sheep of that you brought up on Shavuos, it says Kodesh Yil Hashem. And they're both similar, because they both are from the 24, we learned Parashat Kodesh, the 24 gifts that the Kainim get. But a bias has nothing to do with Kainim. And therefore, they have to pay. It's different. Also, you pay gratis, nothing. Why do you learn Mekif Zetzedis? Donin Kotche Bedek Abayis, Mekotche Bedek Abayis. He says you learn how Kotche Bedek Abayis, which is the donation of the house, belongs to the base of meetings for maintenance, and so to the field. Then Donin Kotche Bedek Abayis, Mekotche Mizbech. What are you comparing it to the sheep of a carbon of a Shavuos? But Rab Shimon, and therefore, yeah, the Kainim, they want the field, they have to pay it. Pay the full $50. 50 is learned. Rab Shimon, Nami, Nailiv, and Magdish Bais. Why doesn't he learn from, why is he learning from Shavuos? Donin Dovash and Matonil, the Kainim, and Dovash and Matonil, the Kainim. Compare the two because we learn from Kainim. They Donin Dovash, Matonil, the Kainim, and Dovash, She'ena Matonil, the Kainim. What are you comparing it to a Bais, which has nothing to do with a Matonil to Kainim? Think tomorrow, Mr. Shimon.